Radio.
Presenting eight great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason one, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason two, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons three through six, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason seven, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason eight, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Janie King, the king of clean. Hi, this is Chance Inman, president and COO of Janie King Gulf Coast, with some ways to protect yourself and those around you from the coronavirus. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover coughs and sneezes with your elbow. Disinfect high-touch surfaces regularly. Use non-contact methods for greeting others and avoid touching your face. Following these steps, as well as social distancing, should help all of us stay healthy. Please stay safe and keep it clean out there.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business, although it's by no means business as usual. We want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this because just like you, we have what it takes.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All things considered, we have a pretty nice weekend forecast to look forward to. Our nice string of days will continue. For tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as chilly. Overnight low temperature down to about 54. Tomorrow, high temperature in the lower 80s will be closer to the mid-80s, I think, on Sunday. A sun and cloud mix both days. Rain chances are not quite zero, but under 20% Saturday and Sunday. Then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms return to the forecast. Highs will be in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We're here, just need a little time because we're only allowed to let one person in the studio at a time this afternoon.
Is this yes. A fever? Is this just allergies? Caught in a lockdown, no escape from the family. Don't touch your eyes, just hand sanitize quickly. I'm just a poor boy, no job security. Because I'm easy spread, even though I wash my hands laying low. I look out the window, the cup doesn't look flattered to me.
Didn't matter.
matter.
He's just a poor boy facing mortality. Spare him his life from this monstrosity.
Touch your face, wash your hands. Will you wash your hands?
Bismillah, no, we will not wash our hands.
Wash your hands.
Bismillah, we will not wash our hands.
Wash your hands.
Bismillah, we will not wash our hands.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Never wash our hands.
Never, no.
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, wash your hands. COVID-19 has a sickness put aside for me.
Yes.
Seth Spotlow experience.
Yeah, he'll be here in just a second. And also, Governor Ivey's supposed to hold a news conference around 4. Just so you know. I know. I want to get
she
you.
She better not do it.
I know.
She better not do it. Enough already. Enough bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay, folks? We got a mayor and a governor following two different protocols. And if the answer to that, because one can't communicate with the other, one thinks they're reading hieroglyphics off the inside of a pyramid when it comes to a memo, don't punish all of us, okay? Don't kill the state with a lockdown directive. We don't need it. And I'll explain why in just a second. In the meanwhile...
What the hell is wrong with you all?
Honest to God.
Greg, before you get all bent out of shape, I just want to tell you something.
Hold it.
All right.
Hang on. Let me get everybody's attention.
Whoop. Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, this is... Joey just texted me this from AlabamaNews.net. AG Steve Marshall says the city of Montgomery's 10 persons or less in businesses is unenforceable.
All right.
That's the Attorney General. So, Mayor Reed, cut the crap, get your cops, and find better things for them to do, okay?
Excellent.
You got to be swimming in cash at the city treasury because people are emptying out every frickin' store like we're preparing for a Category 10 hurricane. And it's all taxed.
At 10%.
Yeah. I have no objection to police getting overtime at this time.
Oh, no.
I think there are places where they could probably be best served, looking out for groups gathering and stuff and making sure that the worst of the first responders, meaning people who would have evil intentions on somebody else's stuff, that stuff like that is just not happening, that they're available to be on call. But
it's just frustrating that the state government get their crap together
and
come up with a clear directive for others to follow. And then if they are coming up with a clear directive and others are just not following it, then shame on them. And they really should need to explain themselves. Why do they feel what's going to accomplish what they're trying to do by putting the fear in the city?
Now, here's what I want to ask when I'm putting this on Facebook. Okay, that story is now available on my Facebook page, a story from the AG. And we want to thank
Joey
for getting us that information in a timely fashion. I should reward him, maybe buy him dinner at Baumhouse.
Does that sound good to you, Joey?
Steak, potato, green beans, maybe they'll whip up some pumpkin pie.
As long as he doesn't have to go to the bathhouse.
I think it's closed anyway because of the COVID.
That's right.
So now the AG, what would have, because, and this is dedicated, this comment is dedicated to the, I'm sure, thousands of people, I know several personally, who stood outside in front of stores for 40 minutes.
Senior citizens.
Yeah. One in, one out. Yeah, what happened to the special senior shopping hours, by the way? And now we find out from the Attorney General. Look, I stopped at a store last night, and I'll confess it was Publix because I needed something on the way home. And I hate it, but I always take a look at, because when I talk about food, I can price compare and all that. And it was interesting because everybody was keeping their distance. It was almost like bumper cars.
They're right. Self-enforcing.
Right. If you moved towards somebody, they might move a little bit away. Right. Everybody, yeah, exactly.
Common sense.
Because nobody wants this thing.
Right.
But we do not need to take one further step. We've already got enough businesses that are hurting. The restaurants that can't do inside dining. Baumhauer's is opening a drive-thru called Gabby's. You can just pull up and order wings and go. Just wing it. I'll tell you more about that a little bit later. But a quarantine or a lockdown, you know, like they have in other spots. It's just that, first of all, the numbers that are being used in this thing are being abused terribly. They really are. Oh, 1,000 people. This morning, Fox News, 1 million people have now been affected with coronavirus worldwide. Well, that's 1 million out of 8 billion. I got news for you, Fox. At any given time, 1 million people have something that the rest of the world doesn't. It's just the math. What is so challenging about that? But I want to share something I got today from a very brilliant friend named Dr. Jeff Pasley. And I think what he says here is what we should be doing. He says, I've stated from the beginning of this that we should have a hard quarantine of the at-risk population while the rest of us use common sense measures to prevent spread. Unfortunately, we're going to accept the known risk of likely more deaths from suicide and economic fallout. And you know, the response, well, what do you care about is money? Yeah, you watch how much people will care about it if they kill the economy. That'll be our next pandemic. Anyway, it is possible that the authorities calculated and surmised that they could not get compliance from the at-risk population group and decided to go this more invasive route. I think if they just treated us like effing adults and said, folks, we need to do a hard quarantine on at-risk people, and here they are. If you know one, we want you to do whatever you can to help them, to facilitate their needs. If someone is alone and is at risk, here's a number you can call, and we'll make sure you get fed, you get medicine, whatever it is that you need, without shutting down the entire state of Alabama, the city of Montgomery, and wreaking economic havoc that will take a long time to recover from. It's got to stop.
Obviously, somebody is not getting any good economic advice. Because what's going on, the panic buying, is just makes things worse.
How many times do we have to go through this in one pandemic?
Exactly right.
This is about the fourth or fifth time we've had these outrageous runs out. And why? Most of it is social media rumor mongering, which is not good. And now the Attorney General says, Montgomery, you can run it the way you see fit, but what you're doing is not enforceable. You cannot charge somebody with a crime because they couldn't. And hopefully, treat us like adults. Ask us to do the social distancing, to be kind to others. Most of us don't even need that lecture because that's who we are and that's what we are. The people that don't think we're that way are the people like, oh, it's not who we are. Heard 8 years of that crap.
Exactly.
No thanks. I was just going to take that first caller, but they had better things to do. So here's, let's take this call.
We have another one.
We'll take this call from Chris, and then I have a recommendation. Chris.
Good afternoon.
Hey, hi. Chris, how you doing?
I'm fine. First of all, is this the biggest conspiracy ever perpetrated on this country, possibly?
I have.
Is this the economy? Is this a scam?
I have something here. I don't know that I'm going to be able to play it. But it's a fact. In January, Dr. Anthony Fauci, America's new darling doctor, told Newsmax TV that the United States did not have to worry about the coronavirus. So why are we running his ass out there every afternoon to suck the attention out of the universe? None of them know. They're all using incorrect modeling for the spread of the illness. And now we're in this over-the-top situation. It's almost at the point where how do we pull back from this?
That's just it. How do we pull back?
I think we've gone far
enough. Well, this is like a barrel going down a waterfall. The problem is the decisions that the governors and mayors are making, they're killing themselves by a thousand cuts. I mean, you're destroying your tax revenue. You're destroying the businesses within it. There's people are doing the right thing. I mean, you see people's social distance. You see people with that underlying condition. They put on masks. Everybody's doing the right thing. So let's let the economy work. Businesses are changing and doing things so they can make money.
Yes.
Leave them alone, Mayor Reed. Leave them alone, mayors all over the place. Leave them alone, governors. We know what to do. We're big boys and girls.
That's
you're
right.
Destroying the economy and you're destroying people's lives by this stupidity. That's what I think.
I agree. And you know what? In the world of politics, thank you for a great call, Chris. In the world of politics, there is very much a peer pressure. It's kind of like people who play the stock market but don't have a financial advisor.
Mm-hmm.
They've got their sources. The one does it, everybody jumps off the cliff at the same time because they can't think for themselves. I spent 40 minutes on the phone today with Bob Baumhauer and his team down there and what they're doing to adapt and stay alive. And it's all good. But this insanity of having runs on grocery stores and gas stations every 3 or 4 days.
It's ridiculous.
This is no way to live. I'm not interested in living in this world. To be quite frank, I'd rather not. So, far enough. Enough already. Just back the hell off. Use the police for more important stuff. Mark, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, Mark. How you doing?
Good, good. Hey, I called the other day because I heard you mention that.
Were you the first time caller that we couldn't take?
Hey, Mark. I think we dropped him.
We didn't drop him. What happened?
I don't know. He was pretty windy where he was at. I think we lost him.
Well, yeah, I think he was the guy that called us for the first time the other day.
Oh, yeah?
But we had scheduled, and I think it was David Blackman. So we didn't want him to waste it, but we wanted him to call back because he was a first-timer. So,
call us back, Mark.
Here's my recommendation that I mentioned a couple of seconds ago. Go to John Lee Paints.
Yep.
Get a gallon of Richard's paint, and then paint the screens on all your television sets and computers and just blot out the world. That's...
Get that chalkboard paint, maybe make a big old chalkboard.
Yeah, they've got that. seriously, if you, a lot of folks are using
yes.
the time at home to get some things done that they just don't have time to do normally.
But that's what's so frustrating about closing these stores down. Now people can do stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, why don't we go, you know, to John Lee Paint to get some paint? Well, because the mayor says can't be but 10 people in there at a time or less, and now the mayor says we just got to shut them down.
If you saw the... It's dark humor, but I put up a bunch of cartoons. The first one was inspired by you. It says, my house got toilet papered last night, and it's now been appraised at $875,000. Yeah.
Well, after today's shopping, that's gone up to over $1 million.
Yeah. Here's another one. Day 7 of quarantine. Baby passed me the hairdryer, and he's handing her a gun. I know it's dark, but... I looked at that and laughed. I said, God, laugh all you can, man. But here's the deal. John Lee Paints sells great products. They've been a part of what we do here for 3.5 decades, and we don't want to lose them.
They've been in Montgomery for so long. We used to play baseball for John Lee Paint at Highland Gardens Elementary.
How about that? They were your sponsor, huh?
Yeah.
That is such a cool story. They're very community-oriented. Yeah. And God bless Charles Bubba Turner. They have been a supporter of what we do here for many, many years, and they're great folks. We buy our paint there. We have done both indoor and outdoor, and it's the best. You can tell. You don't have to be a paint expert to tell when you're applying a really great paint. And if you need questions answered, like what kind of roller brushes, how do I prepare a surface, do I need to wash it first, they can answer all that and sell you whatever you need to get the job done. And if you need a pro, that's where they go. The professionals go to John Lee Paints. They can connect you with somebody who will do a great job for you. They're at 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. Now, I don't know what happened to Mark. Call back if you can. Sling Blade is on the line.
Hey, guys. How's everyone?
Yeah. Pretty good. How you doing, bud?
I couldn't. I've never been better.
Some of us are wound up a little tighter than others.
Yes.
So, Greg, I'm not saying you're old enough to remember this, and I don't think you do, but back in the 40s, I think late 50s, we had the polio epidemic going around. Remember that one?
Well, I don't remember the polio epidemic, but I do remember getting... No, the polio epidemic was... That continued in the late 40s.
Really?
Early 50s. I remember getting my first sugar cube with the polio cure in it.
Wow, I thought it was older or... Before then, wow.
Thank God they got it when they did, because a lot of people in my generation would have had been crippled or handicapped in some way.
Yeah.
It was it would atrophy the muscles.
Yeah.
My first wife had a cousin who had it just before they found the cure. It was one of the saddest stories. Beautiful girl. And what happened is by the time they arrested it in her, she had lost... They use her leg had withered and atrophied. But she worked around it, man. She was one of the nicest people and determined people I've ever met. Married a nice guy, had a family, but was one of the last people in Chicago to get it.
I heard a story about there's post-polio, after someone has polio treatment, when they get older, they have problems from polio again. You know anything about that?
That I'm not sure. It's kind of like it does afflict people at different levels.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had a man across the street from us who had it. He was a veteran of World War II. He got it when he was later in life. It usually affected younger people. That's Roosevelt got it when he was 21, I think.
Oh, wow.
And he eventually, he never really recovered. Yeah, I know he was in a VA hospital with an iron lung and mm-hmm. stuff like that. It was a very sad story. Why is this coming up? I'm just wondering.
Well, I'm going to do a correlation here. So I have a friend that was around during that time. He's in his late 70s, early 80s. He recalls as a kid walking down neighborhoods, and there were houses that had the word quarantine on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
No one wore masks. Everyone went to work, right? No one knew anything about polio. They didn't know if it was contagious.
Right.
But we survived it. We came up with a vaccination. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that we still, as a country, I think it was after World War II. I'm not certain when it. Read it. Get a chance. Look it up. But it was quite interesting. But you want to talk about really bad, and those people were scared crapless, but they still went to work and they still did their job.
I know. I heard stories from people that they thought you could get it at the beach, so stay out of the water. I mean, nobody really knew.
No one knew. Yeah. And no one wore masks. They didn't have masks to wear.
In today's world, if we had a similar thing,
oh my God,
we'd all be prisoners.
Yeah. Well, I just drew a correlation there. I mean, it's not the same thing, but if I'm not mistaken, it is a virus, right? I think it is.
Yes.
I'm not certain.
Yes.
Yeah. It is a virus.
So, and again, we didn't know anything about it back then, and we really don't know a lot about this one. We think we do, but there's some things that the Chinese government aren't telling us, but that's another story.
No, it's the epidemic here is stupid because the media are parroting Chinese numbers without question, and that scares the ever-loving crap out of me, and it should everybody else. Thanks for the call. Mark is back.
Yes.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, Mark, were you the first-time caller we had the other day that we delayed?
I was, yeah.
Yay. Glad you finally made it back.
Yes.
How you guys enjoying your free trial of communism?
That's what I'd call it. That's what I would call it.
Yeah. I'm not liking it.
I've called it that for 2 weeks now. Hey, you're getting a real peek at socialism here. Everybody's waiting for a government check by the 13th, unless, of course, you don't have direct deposit or a tax return. And after that, you may have to wait till December. Wonderful.
Yeah, well, how do you stop a puppy from, continuing to suck on his mama's teeth? You pull it off a little bit at a time. But this is the opposite. You just give them a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. Pretty soon, everybody wants it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, but how do you, another thing is how do you stop 300 million people from wanting their freedom? You get a really big boogeyman that you got to have. I called you the other day because my sister and her husband just got over this coronavirus up in New Jersey. If you said something about it, you thought maybe somebody at the studio had it. But she got over it. They said it was like a bad flu. It took a little longer for my brother-in-law to get over it.
That's the number they're not telling us, man, and that's what's pissing me off. Alabama now has 1,400. Well, how many people had mild symptoms? How many people are over with it already? We've been tracking the number for almost 3 full weeks. So that tells me absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. And yes, I do believe that a bunch of us here in the building had this because none of the doctors could diagnose the symptoms we were showing in late January and February. And it wasn't fun, but I worked through it because I never had a fever.
You did better than me, buddy.
So, Mark, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Hey, good call, Mark. Call us back, bud.
Do it. Yes, absolutely do it again. We are so behind already, which is the way I've been running this thing lately. I'm working with the new bombhowers.com.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, they're going to have a drive-through window called Gabby's Just Wing It, where you can get wings.
Gotcha.
And you just pull up and order wings and fries. But if you want the other great stuff they have at Bombhowers, you go to bombhowers.com. And pick the city you're ordering within, and then set up a little account. But, like, when do you want your order? Today, 4-3. And what time do I want it? You have a choice from as soon as possible till whatever. So I'm putting 6:15 on mine.
Okay. Hey, I'll take 10.
Start your
10
order.
10 wings there, Greg. Hot. Let's Rosie, what about you, honey? You want some fries?
But this is, Bob put all of this together.
See, innovation, baby.
Yeah. Because, mm-hmm. look, the guy wants to stay in business. All right. of our local businesses do.
But this is what it takes. It takes innovation from entrepreneurs like himself, because the government ain't going to do it for you. And don't wait for the government to do it for you.
This is great. You can order. By the way, they have a whole cluster of family meals where you can order.
Oh, yeah, for like a family of four type deal?
Yes.
Sweet.
And there's Gabby's Just Wing It drive-thru. So we'll talk a little bit more about this, but it's an exciting and nice innovation.
Yeah.
And Baumhauer's has been our friend, my personal friend. I was talking to, I met some of his staff today over the phone on a conference call.
Uh-huh.
And he said, don't forget to tell them we've known each other a little while.
I hear you, Bragger.
So, yeah, before you were born, when Bob was playing for the Dolphins and I was in Miami radio, that's how this relationship formed. You know, just because I was here, Bob's a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to prove something to him, and then he invested in my radio work. And I was never offended that, and I never asked him, hey, you know, I almost went to work as a server at his old location on the boulevard to make a little extra money because I was only doing one show a day.
Yeah.
And then as I was just starting to train, Rick Peters came in and said in his buttery way, how would you like to do a talk show in the afternoon? And I very quickly said yes, and I had to end my Baumhauer's waiting
career. I don't know. I think it would be a good idea. Next time the Knights of the Round Table get there, we have Greg be our server. Rosie?
Oh, I think that would be great.
Wouldn't it?
I have some thoughts on that.
You might want to share those off air.
Yep, I have some thoughts on there. So we'll take you into this break with great memories of me as a server.
And now, another flashback favorite on News Talk.
I'm just thinking of that restaurant I worked at in Pembroke Pines. Hello, Sonny. Where's my challah bread? And my soup isn't hot enough, Sonny. Go back and make it hotter.
That was really a trauma for you, wasn't it?
Yes. And the worst was, oh, my, we were days away from having a hurricane pass through. And all the bubble they come in, hawking a chinook with their goshamish bucha at the table, waiting for their challah bread and matzo ball soup. Are you ready for the hurricane? There's a hurricane coming our way, Sonny. Quick, bag me up something I can take home for free. I'm going to run out of Equal during the hurricane, so I'm just going to shove 40 or 50 of these little blue packets into my place, okay, Sonny? Look the other way for a minute, which I'll leave you a dollar tip on the table if you just do that for me, okay? Now go warm up my soup, and don't spill it. My matzo ball isn't big enough. Get me another one. Oh, God, did that.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has the items you need for your family Easter meal. They have meat, casseroles, canned goods, as well as desserts to round out the meal. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your family meals and all your spring cleaning supplies. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. We help you make it.
Uncertainty, fear, anxiety, panic, isolation, loneliness. These words describe this most unique time in history. But I want to affirm to you today that these words do not have to describe you or me. My name is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and I want to offer you words of hope and peace today from God's Word. Psalm 94 states, "When I cried, my foot is slipping. Your unfailing love, O Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your comfort gave me renewed hope and optimism." So why don't we decide to live lives of confidence, peace, hope, power, and joy from this day forward? Not because we know the future, but because we trust who holds the future. So please join me in exercising caution while we love and care for each other through this challenging time. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident on I-65 northbound on the Alabama River Bridge. The accident is now up against the right-hand lane, extreme right-hand lane, and there is an emergency vehicle on the scene. Use caution as you motor by there. 85 north and southbound, looking good out of downtown Montgomery. No issues there. The boulevard busy at some of the major intersections. Most congestion we got going on right now on the boulevard, Northeast Boulevard from Wetumpka Highway back over to the Atlanta Highway. Taylor Road's a little busy, as well as the 31's outbound. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Are you tired of that dead-end job? You can change it all right now. Go to trentumstate.edu and enroll now. Trentum State, your new career and a brighter future just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Your social distancing hits.
Stuck at home for several weeks. Pet the cat.
Talk 93.1 of MWACB. Back to your calls at 272-9228 in just a bit. Eddie Bader's in the house. Rosie's here. And Seth will be joining us shortly as well. Yes. I'll check in on Facebook, see what kind of stories you guys are telling us about your experiences out there today. Is for no other than rumor, and they've been going around. They started getting stuff on Facebook last night, and you don't know what's real, what's fake.
No.
You just don't. But a lot of people don't want to take the chance. Maybe we could have daily communication from our leaders. Say, everybody stay calm. It's going to be the way it is. Keep practicing. You're doing a good job.
Yeah.
And we don't have to go to more draconian measures. Put the incentive out there. People are people. And
Well, if you're having problems with certain people, don't take it out on the masses. Let's go talk to those individuals.
And as Mark, our caller, pointed out, God help us if we get used to this, right?
We're not going to get used to this.
No. Not us. No, mm-hmm. sir. It is 341.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned in Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
Okay, Marcus Commercial, take one.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD. Wait, there's a typo. A no penalty CD? That can't be right.
No, that's right. No penalties. All right, take two.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7%. 1.7%?
Let's just get through the script, okay? Take three.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7% on your money. There are no penalties if you withdraw your balance early. Come on, man. Even if you withdraw your balance early?
Look, if you're not going to read the script, I could just do it myself.
Okay. With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7% for 7 months on your money. There are no penalties if you withdraw your balance early and you keep the interest you earned. Wow, really?
Yes.
Sign up for a no-penalty CD today. You can money with Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Learn more at Marcus.com.
$500 minimum balance required to earn stated annual percentage yield, which may change before account is funded. May withdraw full balance beginning 7 days after funding. Rates as of March 20th, 2020. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
It's April 3rd, the greatest day ever. On the 3rd of April, 1860, mail delivery service, the Pony Express, debuts. It would later give way to the much more flamboyant delivery service, the My Little Pony Express, that delivers hugs and friendships and rainbows all over the world. Have a great April 3rd, the greatest day ever.
News is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama announced that an employee has died of coronavirus. In a statement, Montgomery plant spokesman Robert Burns said, quote, "Our Hyundai community is united in sending thoughts, prayers, and sincerest condolences to the family and friends who are grieving. We've notified any employees who may have been in contact with this individual recently, and they are self-quarantined at this time." Plus, starting today, the city of Montgomery is limiting how many customers can be inside a store at once. The directive allows up to 50 customers inside at once and includes large retailers like Walmart and Target. It also only pertains to retailers inside the city limits. As of Friday afternoon, there are 1,414 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Alabama. 21 people have died in the state from the illness. And the body of a man found in a pond along Highway 80 in Marengo County has been identified. Uniontown police confirmed that the man is identified as 36-year-old Willie Allen Jr. He was reported missing on March 23rd. The Marengo County coroner says Allen died from an accidental drowning. Police say no foul play is suspected. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All things considered, we have a pretty nice weekend forecast to look forward to. Our nice string of days will continue. For tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as chilly. Overnight low temperature down to about 54. Tomorrow, a high temperature in the lower 80s will be closer to the mid-80s, I think, on Sunday. A sun and cloud mix both days. Rain chances are not quite zero, but under 20% Saturday and Sunday. Then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms return to the forecast. Highs will be in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A reminder. Little peepus. I saw a thing today. Let's see if I can find this. It's part of the stuff I posted on Facebook. Like, my house got toilet paper. Here it is. It is... Hang on 1 second. It's coming. All right, when this is all over, we are throwing the biggest St. Patrick Easter de Mayo of July party anybody's ever
yes,
seen.
Yes, absolutely.
I was just...
And welcome to baseball.
Texting with my friend Kathleen. Yeah, baseball, sports.
What's that? Baseball?
Never heard of it. We are now... Good. No way baseball will start before Memorial Day.
No.
And... You know, the hot spots, like cities like New York that were so ill-prepared and ill-led while they're blaming Trump for everything because the media lets them. Wow. Kathleen's telling me that they have special senior store hours at 6 in the morning. But with the time change, it's still dark at that hour.
Right.
How does that make sense? I'm glad I'm not down there. My daughter, I can tell... You know, she's got a guy who's treating her like a goddess, okay? And I'm so happy.
I can tell, Greg. The look on your face.
So happy about this. And the best part is he works at the zoo, so now it's all over
even
the
better.
Zoo. That asshat, the ex, he's hearing that she's being showered with all these gifts and it's
as
great.
She should be.
Yes. But she's texted me the other night. She says, what a weird time to start a relationship with somebody. I said, you'll get through this.
Oh,
and you'll
yeah.
be known as the Wuhan 2.
How's the possum, by the way?
Possum is fine. Okay. I said, okay. Put it on my card. Make sure Penelope has all the grapes and treats, the stuff she awesome. Loves to eat. Don't worry about it. We'll get through this.
The Wuhan
those are my
two.
Grandchildren, and they need to be well taken care of.
But the possum's just a little cross-eyed. You might want to look at some glasses for your grandchild there, just saying.
Maybe a LASIK procedure.
Ooh,
I just don't know. I don't know if Dr. Swanner shouldn't do possums, but they are amazing creatures. They
yes.
really are. And watching her eat is fascinating because she's such a happy little creature.
They're so misunderstood. People see them and they just get freaked out over them. They eat fleas. They eat ticks. They're good
yeah,
folks.
They do a good job of cleaning up the things that might otherwise get us.
Thank you.
Hello, Duke.
Hello, how are y'all today?
Good. How you doing, Duke?
We're good.
I'm glad to hear about your daughter. I tell you what, that guy she was married to, he sounded like a jerk. I want to ask you a question real quick. You can answer. If Ivy does a shutdown, what exactly does that mean? I can't leave my house.
Yeah, unless it's for a necessity.
Mm-hmm. But that's going to be a tricky part.
Yeah, I don't think we need that.
No, because it's too confusing.
We don't need that. I think the way the numbers are being abused in this thing are it's galling. The guy that they trot out every day, St. Fauci the first, told us in January there's nothing to worry about here. And now, well, then he says 2 million dead. Well, let me revise that down by about 1,800,000.
Right.
In other words, it's a flu that's going to leave casualties just like all flus do.
So if she, this press conference she's going to have, I get a bad feeling about it, but if she does invoke it, the grocery stores are still going to stay open. I just rode past Fresh Market, and there were 20 people plus standing in line.
Oh, that's just a warm-up for what's to come
if
they go full crazy.
Think of the people that are still at work.
But if I've got to go take care of a business or an account that I have, am I going to get pulled over by the police?
I don't know. I wish
it's
I
yet
could
to
get...
be seen. In California, they arrested a lone paddleboarder.
Yeah.
A lone paddleboarder.
Have you got
nothing else better to do?
Yeah.
Man, this is crazy times.
It is. And reasonable voices need to be listened to.
Mm-hmm.
And just because we're one of the states that... I don't know where Fauci gets off to, the whole country needs to be on lockdown. No, it doesn't! Thanks for the call. I have to budget myself here. Jim.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Jim.
Got about a minute.
Real quick. Did the mayor ever explain what the curfew has to do with the virus? Has he explained that? There's no place to go after 8:30. Most stores are closing early. There's no place to go. There's nothing to do. So what's the curfew for? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
somebody driving around in your car? What's that?
He was addressing the fact that, there were groups of people riding around having parties.
It discourages groups gathering, basically.
Right. That's his line for it. But on top of that, if he's talking about groups of 20 or more cars, they kind of stick out, don't they? I mean, at 10 o'clock at night, if the curfew's 10, and 11 o'clock, you see a parade.
Look, the first day this week, Monday, I made breakfast for the guys at home and left my house at 5. I didn't want to get pulled over. And the next day I thought, you know what? This is jamming up my routine. So Tuesday through today, I left my house somewhere between 4:30 and 4:40 every day. And I never got looked at by a police officer or anything. I got an ID, essential, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I think you have to do something to get... Now, if you go speeding at 100 miles an hour at 2 in the morning, you should get caught anyway. That kind of behavior is going to get, you're probably going to get an extra level of attention from the police that you really don't want.
But, I don't know what the thing is. You're still going to be able to go to the grocery store. You're still going to be able to go to the gas station. You're still going to be able to go to the drugstore. You're still going to be able to do basically what I've been doing anyways,
I think we're doing right now is fine, and I think in another week or two at the most, everybody else should be allowed to open up. If we have to wear scarves or hankies or whatever, fine. If we have to keep social distancing, fine.
Right.
I want to save our future here. It's on the brink already with this. Thank you for the call. Let's talk about nipple rings.
Ooh, I love nipple rings.
Apparently... Governor Cuomo of New York, it appears.
Yes.
Report. I don't know why they're looking at his chest. I think that's very sexist of these reporters to do that, but he's been asked.
And that's life, and we'll deal with it together. That's it. I have to go to work. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Governor Cuomo, what do you say about the rumors of your nipple piercings?
They're clearly visible through your shirts.
Any regrettable tattoos?
How do you respond to the rumors you like to be called Kinky Cuomo?
Governor Cuomo, do you know Prince Albert?
Do you have a special room in the governor's mansion to conduct whatever freaky deaky stuff you're into?
Governor,
sir,
nipples.
And now this.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. Interested in selling your house? Here are 5 ways to sell it fast. Number 1, price it to sell, not to sit. Number 1 reason homes don't sell is the price. Buyers have shopped the market and they know when a house is overpriced. Second reason houses stay on the market is condition. Your home needs to be in showroom condition from day one on the market. Professionally cleaning the home, paint where needed, and landscaping will go miles in getting your home sold in the marketplace. Number three, to sell in this market, the seller must offer to pay a portion of the closing costs and prepaids. Number four, stage the home. Remove clutter, simplify the home, open it up, show off the house. Number five, use a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details in selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy.
All right, just to reiterate, the State Attorney General Steve Marshall says the city of Montgomery's 10 persons or less businesses is unenforceable. We're getting reports from all over town about long lines outside stores as they let one out. One can go in and that. I don't know if that's going to continue. And supposedly the governor's supposed to have a press conference at what time?
Was it 4, Eddie?
It was 4 o'clock, so yeah. It should be starting any minute now.
All right, we're going to see what we can find out from that. Bob, what's up?
Just wanted to tell you what's up.